Today is election day in 26 Palestinian cities and villages to elect city councils and mayors in the first local balloting in nearly three decades. Officials say nearly 900 candidates are competing for more than 300 seats in the first of three rounds of municipal voting. NPR's Peter Kenyon visited the West Bank city of Jericho and found the city abuzz with campaign activity.
On a balmy winter morning in this ancient city by the Dead Sea, Jamil Sabri Hala sits with a friend at a downtown gas station, watching the cars cruise by. Most of them are plastered with campaign posters, as are the walls and windows and doors in all directions. Hala was mayor of Jericho for 14 years, part of the last elected city council here in 1976. 28 years later, some 150,000 registered voters in Jericho and 25 other communities are once again debating the merits of candidates and their agendas, and that brings a smile to Hala's face.
It's very good for Jericho. Jericho is an agriculture city and it's a tourist city. The most important here in this city, first of all, to open the borders for the farming, for the tourists. Everybody will be happy.
Hala knows those are unrealistically high expectations to put on a mayor and city council. 4 years of intifada and Israeli military restrictions have cut Jericho farmers off from some of the fertile farmland surrounding the lowest city on earth, and fears of violence have slowed the flood of tourist buses to a trickle. But Jericho has embraced this political season in earnest. There are many forces at play in these elections. The leaders of the dominant Fatah movement are worried by the rising popularity of candidates from the Islamist Hamas faction. Hamas supporters, for their part, complain that Fatah officials are using promises of financial aid to improperly sway voters. Here in downtown Jericho, there are signs of a different approach. Besides 11 independent candidates, including the most recent mayor, who had to resign in order to run, there are two coalitions. One is a solid Fatah slate, but the other is a mix of Fatah, Hamas, and left-wing opposition parties. It calls itself Unity and Change. Voters here say for the first time in 28 years they're getting a chance to vote, and they're determined to focus on the things people talk about daily. Barber Azmi Abulhawa says he couldn't care less about which party a candidate comes from. The question is, what will he or she do about the crowded schools, the crumbling roads, the high cost of electricity?
We do not care from which political faction he comes. What we need is a good person that will help the people. That's what we care.
Unity and Change candidate Adnan Hamed says, of course, everyone in Jericho still hopes for a Palestinian homeland, but that's much more than just the absence of fighting.
What is homeland nowadays? Homeland is a good hospital, good school, good street. That's what all the people think now. That's what our hope to change in this situation.
At a nearby campaign meeting, candidate Aisha Awajne is laying out her agenda, including new programs to fight illiteracy. And she's also giving a pep talk to volunteers about time-honored campaign tactics. Focus on the undecideds and make sure voters get to the polls. Awajne is one of at least two women candidates here, and she says she's running in part to help bring more women into the political process. Elsewhere, there are questions about these local elections, seen as a rehearsal for the presidential balloting slated for next month. In villages around Hebron, candidates appear to be running on clan loyalty instead of issues. Some Hamas candidates have been arrested in Israeli security sweeps. But as the voting lines form today, many Palestinians are letting it be known that while they may live in a famously conflict-torn region, their hearts and their votes are focused on the same bread-and-butter issues that drive municipal campaigns the world over. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.